Chairman's report. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, whatever you celebrate. Just remember for the season. This pushing a $300 million man-made flood control project that not only takes care of a lot of people's homes worrying about stormwater, but provides recreation and natural resources for us to enjoy for generations to come. I appreciate everybody's help that, you know, I've been working on this. It's an ongoing effort and it's not finished. So I hope everybody enjoys their holiday and let's move this along. Finance report. We need approval of the claims for the month so we can pay some bills, please.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to approve the claims for the month of December 2020 for $1,495,659.37.
There's a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
And a second. What an invoice that is. Mr. Repay, big number. Remember when we didn't have any money?
Yep. And no one would talk to us. and now we've got a gallery. So that's good.
Except for Lori, she and Sandy. They've been here from
yeah, that's true. Lori, Sandy, they've all been there. Not to call out anyone indifferent. It's just a joke. So it's a big number, but it really boils down to probably three claims and then the smaller ones. We'll start with Earthworks, which is $871,200. That is for our rock riffle project out in Lake Station. I believe all of you have made it out there in some point between November and December. Yes. Next week, the early part, is another opportunity to go out there as well. Mainly looking through the claim, it's for the two aggregate or stone if you're an IU graduate. There's also some placement of the flat stone, which are the large stones that come from Missouri. And then you also have the diversion that is going to be paid on this claim. And that's that little tunnel shaped thing that comes around the outside so that they can do work within the channel. That's the largest part of the claim itself. I know I have Carl from Patrick that's on the line, I believe. He will correct me and answer any technical questions that are there. The second largest is for Contact Engineered Solutions. That's for the pedestrian bridge that we purchased. We purchased it because of a decision we made because we didn't want the contractor to purchase it and give us a 10% markup. So we purchased it. It was delivered on site last week. That's $230,627. So that will be placed probably in the spring. They're going to start building up the approaches to it. And more than likely, because of the schedule, what we're dealing with the weather, and it's starting to get cold and probably going to get a little bit more precipitation, they're going to have to close up for the holidays and then see what kind of spring we have before we come back and do work. The third one is for RA Oros. For $147,786. That's dealing with the partnership that we had on Hart's Ditch. We committed $100,000 or $1 million to that project, and then an additional $116,000 to continue on with the Twin Creek change order that we decided to extend it another 120 feet. So this is our payment. I believe you guys have the attachment as to how that breaks down. Currently, we're just over $700,000 to our commitment. This 147 will go towards that. And then we have some of the retainage that were out there on some of these projects before we release those. That will put us pretty close to our $1 million cap. Just so you know, the $100,000 cap that Munster submitted, they're at $99,000. And then the $250,000 that the county has committed to, they're actually at $250,000 some extra because of the extra engineering costs that they said that they would absorb. So we're all going to be put in what we've pretty much estimated, and no one's really going to get shortchanged. $19,000 for CNH mowing, pretty simple. That's our last mowing that occurred in November. We have the HWC engineer, which is for the Artesian Spring conceptual plan, which you guys all should be seeing. And the Hasse construction for $28,216.50. That's the retainage for the culvert cleaning underneath I-94. Beyond that, we have Great Lakes Electrical Maintenance for $10,199. Those for our pump inspections for the month of November, and those are all going well. In addition, we've put back into service the second pump at Ironwood, and that's why you have the claim for Gazvoda for $22.95. They're the ones that inspected it. So now all of our pump stations are completely up and running, have all their pumps in them and functioning. I'll take any other questions if I missed something.
Let me go first. I'm on Ironwood with regards to the pumps. All the structure and everything from the standpoint of access, is that all square away as well?
For Ironwood, yes.
Correct.
Yes.
Right. Thank you.
We're gonna add a camera there for future security purposes.
Can we do that now in the winter during the holiday season when everybody's distracted with other things?
We put the order into the company to put that camera there.
10-4. Thank you. Hey, any other questions for Dan?
Dan on Earthworks.
Yeah.
Their percent complete is what now on the project? Are they over 50% complete?
It's at 50%, and Carl will correct me if I'm wrong, but that's what he has indicated to me. They're at 50% complete.
And you'll get into that when you get into your report.
Okay.
Yeah. Anything else? All right, we got a motion in a second. We need a vote. Mrs. Lambert.
Tom Wyszlinski.
Yes.
Anthony Broadnax?
Yes.
Derek Nimitz?
Yes.
Dave Castellanos?
Yes.
Ron Ware?
Yes.
Robert Oche?
Yes.
LaVon Whitaker? Yes. William Baker?
Yes, paying the bills. Way to go. All right, Dan, why don't you just kind of segue into what's going on with the projects having to do with those numbers and what's happening as we move forward?
I mean, I'll just continue. I think what Robert is asking is to where we are with the project itself. They're at 50% complete. They started to pour the...
This is Lake Station, right?
Yes, I'm sorry. Lake Station, canoe chutes. Actually, let's see if I can... I think it'd be best to show the pictures.
Whoa, presentations.
Yeah. I apologize. I should have this up while I was vacationing in the other room. Here it is. So let me get I'm gonna get there. I just had to bring it up. So I'm gonna share my screen. And so this is our project that we a report that we've gotten from Patrick. And since pictures are better, and they had some good pictures, they actually brought up their personal drone to take the pictures. Earthworks has got their own drone that they fly it every other day, but these will be helpful to this for this discussion. This is, of course, the old dam, what it looks like with those piers, and then some of the information. I'm going to skip really quickly to page 23, I think was, that will help us. Those are all nice pictures.
You know, this is making me dizzy, Repay.
All right, so here's a good picture. Here's a good picture that you have. You see, I don't know, can you see my cursor?
Yes.
All right. So that's the placement of those flat stones. You see, this is the canoe. This is where the canoes are going to come through. And then down here to the left, which is less descript, I guess, is where the fish passage is. And the idea is you see these little ponds that go down the line. That's how this water will step down in a organized manner, as opposed to completely causing it to drain completely upstream. Now, we
how
know
cool is that?
Well, we're going to get there.
That is
so
cool.
We know that we've been told that the water upstream is going to come down a little bit, possibly a foot or so. So that means the banks, those people that have banks and launches along that river above the stream, they're going to experience, I guess they're going to get more land but less water. That helps us a little bit, but that's what the DNR really requested of us when we submitted our hydrological study to them. That's how they wanted this to go. So the water level upstream will be a little bit less than what we anticipated, but it will still be enough where they're going to be able to enjoy what they do upstream, and that is enjoy the lake fishing style. I'm going to get you to a better picture. Here's the better picture of what I'm more talking about. Up here on the very top is Liverpool to get you orientated to this thing. So I'm looking south. Where this little ridge here is the old dam. And what we're going to, actually right here, and what we're going to do is build that chute. And you can start seeing that chute here with these two little head walls, both on either side. And it will slowly make its way, the water will slowly make its way down. But you're going to curve off a little bit. So this is going to be dry than wet as it currently sits. Let's see if I can get a better picture. I know there's one more. Darn it. Yeah, here's a good picture of what we paid for now in the claims. When I said, I think it was $500,000 worth of the diversion. So what we did was, for those of you that haven't been out there and those that you have, here's the old dam. We diverted all the water, at least as much possible, as to down this little chute to make it downstream so that they're able to work in this area with little impact of the water. Now, on occasion, it will get there, but it's something that definitely helps them for their ability to do work. You start seeing our bridge here that we bought. There's one of them, one part of it. There's two parts, and there's three parts of the bridge that we bought. So once those approaches are ready, we're going to place those bridges together, and you're going to have basically a bridge over the top of Deep River, which will connect Belabouz to Lake Station's existing bridge. So that's really the largest. We're flipping around at this point. Now we're looking north. You're looking at that diversion. And then all this up here is all the property that we purchased, those homes that we purchased. And then at this location is where the trailer parks used to be. Once they remove this spoil from this location, they will dig out a detention pond or a detention area so that water can be stored there for a heavy rain event. So,
hey, Dan, yeah. Can I ask a question? Yeah. Is all that land that you pointed out, is that going to the parks, or are we retaining ownership of that?
We own everything on the right of the river. Parks will own everything on the left.
Are they going to make sure all their trees don't fall in our creek?
Well, because I've had as many tours as I've had with some commissioners, I know with we're actually going to take out some of the trees downstream that we know that are already going to cause us trouble.
All right. Thank you.
Not a joke.
These are outstanding pictures.
So, I mean, that's number one. That's our biggest project. That's the project that we're going on. And I think, as I discussed, they're going to take a break for Christmas, see what the weather looks like. If the weather is a warm winter, they're going to keep going. If it's not, you know, they're going to take a pause until spring. But for sure, they're going to be working all of next week, and then we'll see what happens.
Hey, Dan, can I ask a question on this? Can you remind me again whether or not there's a canoe drop anywhere around this project?
Yeah, the canoe drop is going to be here. I'm going to flip it around back to this way. The way it's designed is, you see this little clearing area up here? This is Liverpool again. This is the clearing out area on the old Gary Educational Center. This is where the boat launch and canoe drop will be. Above the dam, there will be parking, so it'll be a lot easier than try to squeeze them all into this area that we've got on the left.
Nice. So you would access it, obviously, off of Liverpool, but how do you get to Liverpool again?
You can get off Liverpool off of Ridge Road, or you can take it off of Central to Benton. There's a couple places. Liverpool's a drag.
That's going to be a popular place after a while. All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, and the good thing is, and you're going to be able to fish this the entire time. There's these flat rocks. You'll be able to fish there. You'll be able to fish on these piers, which this is the best place to fish. But this will also improve the safety for these folks that want to recreate in here, so they won't fall over the dam that we showed early on in this picture.
Thank you.
So we're on schedule. Carl, if you're on, if you want to add anything that I've missed, I'll stop sharing.
What about Paul?
Or if Paul's here, he can. I don't know if Paul's moving. Oh, there he is. Paul is here. Paul, you got anything? Unmute yourself, everyone.
He's probably moving.
Hey, Dan, this is Anthony. Yeah. I had a question maybe for Carl. I noticed on the report in the safety section, COVID, I assume that's because there's nothing else to talk about. We had any safety incidents or near misses, like physical safety, hands, eyes, backs, nothing.
No, I mean, it was ironic that actually Commissioner Ware was out there with us for our bi-weekly or bi-monthly meeting, and that's we talk about all the safety issues, making sure in the environmental aspects of it, make sure the sediment curtains or are up to make sure that that's all safe and we're permit acceptable. And I know Paul's a pretty good stickler about that. So we haven't had any injuries, knock on wood, or any incidents that we've been made aware of.
Can anyone hear me?
Hey, Dan.
Yes.
Hello. Yeah.
Yes.
We can hear you. Yes.
Okay, this is Paul Daniels. Any questions?
Paul and Dan. The completion day, I guess, on your last meeting minutes is 6/8/2021. That still looks like it's tracking to be on schedule. Looks like you're ahead of schedule.
I would say we're ahead of schedule because of the great weather that we've had in November and December. Paul, would you have any different opinion on that?
I'm trying to still figure out, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Okay, good. The schedule is actually the best thing going for us because he really kicked it so that he could beat the weather. And he knew it was to his advantage, so that's why, of course, he did it. And he moved a lot of stone and took a lot of deliveries. He asked for the bridge to be there earlier than I thought, just so he'd have it so he could jump on that in the spring as soon as the weather broke rather than wait for the bridge to be delivered in the spring. So it's okay. He put it in a place where it's safe and it's fine to be out in the elements. In terms of the safety, everything's been really good. I've been a little bit diligent on that to make sure the machinery that he has, you know, backup alarms, and he's identified his hazards on the site, and he's been very good, very cooperative contractor. We had these artsy fartsy guys come in from Colorado, and they could have made big trouble by wanting something that was ridiculous. And he worked with them, and they basically were very happy with what Dan Davies did at Earthworks. And so I'm quite pleased how it's going. Of course, you take it a day at a time. But I've been going out there a couple times a week, and everything's been moving. They have a representative on site from Patrick Engineering all day, every day, and he's keeping track of things and doing inspections of materials. We have a piling operation done by a company called Stallworth that's supposed to start actually tomorrow. Their material is coming. I don't know if they're going to drive piles tomorrow or not, but Patrick has a specialist coming down from Wisconsin that has been on other piling jobs. So they will be there to get it started with a pre-construction meeting and then get it off on the right direction. And then it'll be followed up by the current Patrick representative there. But I'm quite pleased with the way things are going.
Nice.
So there's not a chance that those bridges won't walk away?
There's not a chance, no. They weigh about 38,000 pounds or something a piece. And he located them behind his fences. So it would be pretty difficult. And he has actually cameras out there that'll be running all winter. And he gets alarms when there's motion detectors going off because he did have.
All right, don't give the playbook away, Paul.
No. So he's got pretty good control over the whole project.
All right. Thanks.
No, hey, Robert, Lake Central, me and you, we can handle 38,000 pounds.
No, not today.
All right, Dan, what else?
That's pretty funny.
Hey, you know, you got to make it somewhat entertaining, right?
Yeah, well, it is. We're working on Spring Park, which is the natural spring off of just south of 35th and Chase. You've seen the concept. We've added some sort of light there for a solar light. It's a really a first step, but I mean, all my experience being out there and visiting with folks, the big key was always access and allow access without them having to go down a steep hill next to a, pallet that's sitting there. And so what that does is increases the accessibility with ease and lets people enjoy it. And we can build on it, but right now the key is to get access to that location. A couple small ideas or projects, Griffith Levee project, they're just starting doing some of the borings out there. That's going to be a project in 2022. The Heart Ditch Wicker one that you guys approved for Austin, it got so late in the year that the last step was the asphalt placement. They couldn't guarantee a good bind for that path to be inserted or placed. So we decided that after they cut down the levee to what the level should be, which now protects the residents on both sides, we are going to wait to pave it. So some walkers may be upset over there in that area, but it's better to wait than to place some asphalt that's going to break up because it was getting too cold and too moist. So that's what we decided to do in case you get any calls. And then the watershed study, of course, is ongoing with all these communities. All the communities have been, after a little bit of a kickstart, have been cooperative. They have a draft to me. I'll submit that draft to you guys for your review as well. But they're still going to keep on updating that over the next couple of months. So beyond that, I'd take any questions.
All right, folks, about questions for Dan or what's going on in the field?
Hey, Dan.
So we could kind of see. Tom W.
With regards to the Spring Park, what now that you have a conceptual, did they give you any kind of conceptual estimate on that? Of what you what got designed?
It's,
and what are the next steps going forward?
They're going to put it. They're going to put an actual engineer's design number to it. We should have that in the beginning of January. But what I asked them to do was phase it, as far as the different I'm trying to think how the proper word for it. Aspects of it from the trail to the actual limestone. Of the putting the limestone around the existing water well to the paving. So we're going to know exactly. I don't anticipate it to be a great deal of money because what we're really doing right now is just regrading the paving down to that well and then building a secure area around it using stone. Now, some people wanted a pavilion. The engineers were sort of frowning on that because they don't want to put too much weight on the actual spring, which could cause it to stop being a spring. So you have to, I guess, balance that out between the hydrological aspect, but we don't have, the short answer is I don't have a number right now.
Rich, Tom, I got a chance to look at the drawing, the design. Design looks great. The only problem I see is that for the number of senior citizens who have to drive their cars and to get out in order to get water from the artesian spring, I hope that we can, if we can't put a structure on it, I hope that we can make it accessible so that these particular individuals can be able to access it without getting hurt or falling down while they retrieve water from the artesian well, the artesian spring.
And all I can tell you right now is any of those senior citizens can drive down and they'll be able to get out their door and it'll be on the same level. The water will be on the same level as their car, and then you'll be able to drive up. As opposed to right now, as you know, you have to park on Chase Street,
right?
Walk down that hill, and then walk back up the hill. There won't be that issue. That won't be that issue after this is complete.
Good. Well,
so that turnaround that's shown on that,
good.
that turnaround that's shown on that conceptual drawing, that's at the same level as the water.
Correct. You'll drive down there. You can park or stop. And then there's like three parking spots, or you can stop, fill up your thing, fill up your jugs, and then and you're gone. And that's what, I mean, generally the time limit for people staying there is maybe 5-10 minutes. Even that, I mean, that's 10 minutes is long.
Nice.
I was just out there. We did a whole full battery of tests, and I just got the test back this afternoon. I will make sure to give those out to all the commissioners and post it on our website. So we tested for everything.
Nice. Any other questions for Dan? Hey, Dan, I've got one. I want to talk about Bird Street and a train. Can you give a little bit of detail on the train?
That was a closure for people that aren't familiar. That's a closure that we have to put up when the level of First Street gets to, I believe, 12. So we would be required to slide a gate in its underneath the railroad tracks during a high rain event. At Burr Street, on both east and west of Burr Street. So there's two closures. I mean, and so what we've tried to accomplish is take out that human intervention. We've worked with the Corps to see what they would agree to. We've talked to the railroad. We talked to them in April. Initially, they didn't want to participate in the construction of this because they were too busy. But as of last week, they said that they would do it as a part of routine maintenance. We would pay them certainly for that. But I will tell you, closing down a rail line, from my experience with the Hobart Seifer Bridge, is a difficult an expensive proposition if you do it yourself, because you are required to have flagmen at both locations 1 mile down from each of your construction site to stop the line. So for them to do it, it's a lot easier and probably going to be better for us. And we'll be able to inspect it afterwards, and as will the Corps.
So, I mean, that's outstanding. I mean, where else along the system do we have any interaction with this particular line? This is, your report says it's Norfolk Southern, right? Norfolk?
Yeah, NS, Norfolk and Southern, correct.
All right. They're not over by Kennedy, between Kennedy and the Boulevard, are they?
No, that used to be old Indiana Harbor. I don't know if that's Conrail now or not.
So I was just thinking, if we have other places along the line that we have interactions with that railroad tracks controlled by this company, this would be a good time to introduce it.
Yeah. I mean, the only other that you bring up, the great part about Kennedy Avenue, that's really the only other place that we in the future will have to deal with the railroad, because that's a closure that we have to run over the top. And for those board members that have been here for probably more than 5 years, you remember how fun that closure is and how out of sorts that closure is.
All right. Any other questions for Mr. Repay? What's going on? All right. Moving right along. I didn't do my thing about motions. Mr. Ware, you may be able to help me with other business, other issues, or someone. Please.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to make a motion to approve resolution 2020-06 to establish responsible bidding practices and submission requirements for submitting bids to perform construction work.
There's a motion. Is there a second? There's no second. Mr. Wicklin, what happens if there's a motion and no second? Do I have to do something as the chairman that makes this official, or what happens?
Motion simply dies for lack of a second. That's it.
All right. And then I just move along like it's part of the process.
Absolutely.
Moving along like it's part of the process. My favorite part is statements to the board from the floor. If anybody would like to address, Mrs. Lambert's going to do her best to do the Zoom thing, and please help us move this thing along.
Mr. President or Chairman?
Yes.
As a part of the new opening for our agenda, it asked if people had comments that they could email me those comments and questions beforehand. So I was just going to say that I received four emails, from residents, this will all be a part of the record, but all four of the emails I received are in support of us participating in the purchase of the property in Hobart that Lake County Parks currently has an application for us to participate. You haven't seen that application yet because it hasn't reached to the level of the board, but they wanted their opinions and their feelings known. And so I told them that we would make this as a part of the official record. So when the record is put together, we will put this a part of the final minutes. So just so you know.
Mrs. Lambert, would somebody like to help us, please?
Yes, we have three people that would like to speak. We will start with Kay West Hughes. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Thank you. I have to use my phone, so I hope that you guys can hear me. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, great. I love the plans for the spring. I've been working on an oral history project about the spring, and I love that the priority is to make the access easier for people. And I had two questions. One was, from what I understand, it's tested quarterly now. Is it going to be tested more frequently? Like, for example, monthly, and will those tests be made like public? That's one of my questions.
Thank you.
So by IDEM standards, we have to test quarterly for chloroform. We could always update that, but the full battery of tests that we just did will be put on our website, and I'm sure we could keep going or increase the number. It isn't really that as difficult to do. It's just,
yeah. Dan, is that spring located on our property?
Yes.
And how long is that? That's been out there for how long? Just for historical purposes.
She probably has the exact number. It's probably,
well, yeah. You're doing the report, ma'am. You can help us. How long has it been?
Yeah. Right. I've traced it back to the 30s. Far as someone remembering it, you know, being there. It's probably existed a lot longer than that. But in the 30s, it was housed in like a spring house, kind of like in a shed that where people kept their perishables cold and stuff like that. So,
Would you be so kind after you're done with your, I'm sorry, would you be so kind when you're done with your report to send it to Jody and Dan at the office so we could have that as well?
Yes, I can send what I've already. I did a presentation. I can send that as well. Man. And I'm going to be building a website for it. The archive is going to go into IU South Bend Special Collections, and they're going to do a website about it.
Okay.
So, there'll be a website with all the history from the interviews that we got.
Yeah, please share that with the office. That'd be a cool thing to put into the program.
Good. Definitely. That was another thing I was going to ask about, a possibility of signage. But I guess
One bite at the apple at a time. We'll work on that.
Okay. And then just immediately, I know you guys did a great cleanup near the Calumet, Little Calumet down there, but the spring didn't really get clean. You know, they didn't get quite that far down. And I'm wondering if it's possible to get a dumpster out there so that we could do a cleanup, even if it was just volunteers. I think I have a number of people that are willing to do it. But we probably need a dumpster because of the amount of stuff that's there right now. Like there's a couch and, you know, different things like that.
Yeah. Call the office and we can work on that. Mr. Repay?
That's right. Just do that.
Call the office.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Mrs. Thank Lambert?
You. Next, we have Sandy O'Brien. Go ahead and unmute yourself.
Please state your name. You have to unmute yourself, Sandy. The little button on the bottom left. With a microphone.
There you go.
Your name so you can help. Nice to see you again.
Hello. Yes. Thank you for noting that I've been coming so regularly. I actually came for like 6 years or 12 years before you even came.
Wow.
Yes.
Maybe you went on vacation for a while.
I know. I thought my job was done. But anyway, I wanted to tell you how I enjoyed seeing the Lake Station Dam Replacement Project. That was awesome with the environmental improvements and good public access and water storage. And the spring is wonderful. And I wanted to mention at this week's community advisory meeting that there was a good presentation on an important land acquisition project for Hobart. In the middle of a huge expanse of natural area, it's an important connecting piece for habitat and trail connection, and it has good water storage and wetland restoration potential, and lots of awesome ancient old oak trees. And that's why citizens are saying it was a good idea for you to fund the remaining balance of the acquisition price from GEO. And Friends of Robinson Lake, of which I'm a member of, already wrote a letter of support to you in June, I think, of this summer. So we just wanted to put in a good word for that project because it's very important.
Great. Thank you very much. Mrs. Lambert.
Next, we have Lori Zono.
Hi, Lori. State your name and do all that fun stuff.
Nice to see you. Lori Zono, Forest Avenue. I just wanted to take the opportunity to wish you all a very Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. You all look well, which I'm delighted, and I hope you remain well and your family stay well, and I hope to be able to all see you in person in the coming year. So Merry Christmas to all of you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Lori. We hope to see you guys too. Sorry you couldn't hold your party.
Mrs. Lambert.
Or are we?
I do not have anyone else. If I've missed anyone, let me know. Otherwise, I think that that's it.
One, two, three, do whatever you're supposed to do to let her know. If not, we'll move along. Another record deal. All right, let's go around the room. Mr. Ware.
Yeah, I just want to wish everyone a Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, safe New Year with your families. Enjoy the time with them. I think we all learned how valuable and important that is here lately.
Outstanding. Next up is Mr. Wicklund.
I have nothing to add.
Mr. Wyszlinski.
Reiterate that from Ron. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, stay safe. Great things happening this year. Looking forward to seeing the finished product out there at Lake Station. It's very exciting to see that come together.
Outstanding. Mr. Whitaker.
Best wishes to everyone throughout the remainder of the year. Also, thank you to everyone that has joined us throughout the year, and those that have come on board as well. We have a lot of work that we've got accomplished. We still have a lot of work that we have to do as a commission. Going forward, I hope that the participation of not just folks on the commission, but also folks in the community, are continued presence here with us. And again, best wishes and safety to everyone and your families.
All right, thank you. Mr. Ochi.
Nothing to add, but happy holidays, everyone.
Mr. Nimitz.
I want to wish everyone happy holidays. And I just want to thank the visitors to this meeting. KM, really am interested to hear what you find out about the spring. My grandfather, I guess, has told me that he was there when the spring was actually drilled and used to farm in that area. So it is really exciting to hear about these changes.
Mr. Castellanos.
Yes. Considering that we're all going through this COVID-19, and thank God that this virus serum is about to heal us all, I do want to make a small statement. Derek made a good point about his grandfather farming in that area. I have seen long lines of people in cars getting food because of this COVID-19. And I know that there's a food bank in Gary that they're trying hard and they're looking for land to grow food. And I think that particular area would be great for them to come out and put their group together to grow food to give to the people of Northwest Indiana. So I want to make that point for us, all of us. As I end this thing, I'd like to say that, right, we had a great year. We had a great radio program. We got a lot of good response from people from the county council, as far as the city council, commenting on the work that we're doing. So, and why I end this with to say that I hope everybody stays safe as we move forward in the new year. I wish everybody a happy, you know, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, a Happy Kwanzaa, and Happy Hanukkah, and Happy Holidays to everybody. Bless you.
Mr. Broadnax.
Yeah, thank you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to everyone. Hopefully your families are safe. And quick shout out to one of our commissioners who had a meeting just before the bubble part started. So, help his family. We had a quick emergent issue with one of his family members.
Anthony, I can't hear you.
You cannot?
No, you're in and out. Thank you.
I'm sorry. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay, so again, just real quickly, Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. Thank you for the public interest, encouraging, very encouraging to hear all of the crazy stories about our area that we live in. These are great stories to understand the history of our area. And so just a quick shout out to Dave Castellanos for originally bringing up the whole spring. One of the things that Dan and I had the excitement to experience was in that same area, an older gentleman who talked about that land having been farmland before. So it indeed has a long and storied history. We'll leave the police chase out of it, Dan. That's a different story. But no, seriously, thank you to everyone who came out. We appreciate your interest in keeping us honest. And keeping us encouraged sometimes when, as the chairman said, we had no money and nobody wanted to talk to us. So thanks.
Outstanding. Last but not least, Mrs. Lambert.
I am good. Just Merry Christmas to everyone.
Excellent. All right. Well, you know, thank you to Mrs. Lambert and Mr. Repay for another outstanding year and making sure that the things of 2008 we don't see again. With that said, everybody enjoy the holidays and they'll entertain a motion. Adjourn.
So move to adjourn.
And a second.
Second.
And a second. All those in favor say aye.
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 Thank you, everyone.
Next meeting?
Yeah, it's in next month.
Next meeting is January 20th.